Hi, this is John Doe back again with a new commentary. Dungeons and Dragons, the year's 1984, Season 1, Episode 4, Valley of the Unicorns, directed by John Gibbs and Bob Richardson. This is a dueling commentary, guys, i.e. audio and video will be playing throughout, so you really don't need to sync up. There'll be no visual, though, for the episode itself, just audio in the background, so entirely up to you how you want to sync up with me. So I'm hitting play now. It's going full screen. Oh my god. Fear not.
Fear not, Ranger.
It's not enough to take down a five-headed fucking dragon, Dungeon Master. Why don't he fucking get involved, man? Stop just handing them fucking weapons. Get involved, Dungeon Master. You could shred this fucking Tiamat. Oh, here's Avenger. Fuck me. And Dungeon Master just looks on. Don't do anything.
That was Venger. The force of
the one that fights. Dungeon Master, I am your passive observer. So episode 4, guys, spectacular. Animated series from the 1980s, Valley of the Unicorns. Very nice. Oh, wooded realm. Ominous looking trees. Nice reflection here in the water. The unicorns are getting shredded. Oh no. Wolven hounds incoming. Oh shit, it's 6-on-1. What's with the fucking lightning effects? Oh, it's Uni.
What the? Uni, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
Eric. Trying to remember character names here, guys. It's been about a year and a half since my last commentary.
Uni,
music's amazing, man.
Don't go in there.
Oh, I love Uni's all in.
Until I get the rocks out of my shoe.
Come on, Eric.
Maybe the rocks in your head.
He's just there for like comedic value, isn't he? Oh, it's Clown Cat kicking off. Silhouetted shadows fighting. Fucking hell, these wolven beasts attempted to shred this fucking unicorn. Oh no, evil wizard character. Riding a fucking, it looks like a warg, you know, from like Lord of the Rings. This is fucking Venger, isn't it? It's got this, yeah, look, this is Venger's alter fucking ego. Yeah, you can tell it's him, man. Treacherous bastard. Yes, well, don't just look on. Fucking help it, Bobby. I gotta remember sometimes that these are technically kids thrown into a fantasy realm. So there's me, like, get involved, get involved. So they're still sort of, like, finding their feet, I guess. Presto. Fuck me, man. Poundland fucking wizard character. Well, it's created a distraction, Eric. It's more than you've fucking done, mate.
Much better.
So where's fucking... Again, where the fuck is Dungeon Master to? Oh, no, Uni's been fucking shredded, taken off. Very nice opening.
Well, I don't know, but that big unicorn needs help.
Can this big fucking unicorn talk? Wow, invisibility powers, I love it, man. Or teleportation. That's amazing.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did, Bobby. It's called a fucking skill. Oh, fucking Ben just got Uni. Oh, no. Oh, Uni still can't quite do the teleportation. He's finding our way in life, you know.
You won't have time.
You evil bastard.
Recall the others.
Fucking hell, he's got a fucking army of fucking hounds.
We've got them.
Eric, man, you need to fucking step up, son. Ow, ow, ow!
What do you think scared him off?
Simple, Sheila.
It's the war cry. Step down.
One look at my grim weapon.
And one look at your grody face.
I love the voice acting. Very, very good.
Wait a minute.
fucking hell, it's the second time you fucking said it, kiddo. Pick up the fucking trail, pick up the fucking pace, people. No time to think or eat or sleep. Don't get scared of the forest, ominous forest. It's probably like some haunted forest. Where the fuck are we to now? Out on the fucking desert plains. It's not parting of the Red Sea. So why have they captured Uni? I wonder why. Even if you knew how, it's probably like a fucking antenna horn, isn't it? It's a power item. Your friends are following just as I hoped. This is a tactical ploy here, clearly. I think it is Venger. I think it's Venger deliberately abducting Uni because he wants to lure in the fucking group, you know? So again, Dungeon Master, finally, he turns up, lying down. Who cares? He's got Uni. He is the wizard. It's almost like he deliberately lets it play out. You do wonder why. It's typical, he's technically a Dungeon Master, but he's not like a million miles away from like a Gandalf or a Dumbledore type of character, you know? Speaks in riddles half the time, you're wondering, are you gonna fight or not, you know? His magic horn. It gives him the power of teleportation, like all of his kind. That's Eric making notes. The fate of one is shared by all. I got it. The fate of the magic. The horn of portation? No. The telephone is shared. A little bit forgetful, Eric.
That's not right. Oh, Dungeon Master, could you repeat?
Typical. He's fucked off. Which leaves us with a thorny problem. He's barely told him anything. Uni. I think I have a better idea. Teleportation idea. Invisibility for the very first time, then he pisses off, you know? Wait. Could have at least given us a fucking location. Enemy type, Dungeon Master. So this terrain is really odd, man. Shattered, fucking worn down brambles. Gnarly brambles. The young fools. So he knows they're there, look. It will soon be over. Over. Now. Yeah, they need to hunker down. But where's she taking her? He knows they're there, look. This fucking wizard's that fucking stupid. Keeps looking back. Arise! Oh shit. Massive citadel. Wow, look at this shit. Fucking hell, man. Look at the size of this fucking castle, grayskull fucking citadel. It's fucking huge, man. The citadel of evil wizards and wolves. Fuck me, people. Do we even want to fucking enter? You know? So who does he fucking worship? Multi-armed beast. It's obviously some power that they can manipulate or take from these unicorns. The size of this fucking interior, man. That's just the magic of animation. You can really go to town with like scale and scope and ideas, you know? More so than an actual like live action version of Dungeons and Dragons, you know? Yeah, there are really no limitations to like animation, you know? He is the Venger. He's got Uni. Let's double back and get down there before. Oh no! A circular blue ball. Gotta make a move. It's probably a teleportation circle to another realm. Pick up the pace. Take the shot, Bobby. Oh no, Uni. Oh no, he's too powerful. He's just frozen them in time. It's unbelievable, man. So what is going on? You take the horn. Poor old Uni. Shadow of her former self. So it's the power in the unicorn's horn. And what does that fucking lead to? So he wants to take all the fucking unicorns, you know? Fuck me, man. We need to get Uni's fucking horn back, you know? So again, you can just go wonder where the fucking hell's Dungeon Master to, you know? The team, the squad's getting absolutely obliterated right now. Bobby's weeping. Or Eric, Bobby. I'm trying to remember character names. Should really have this shit written down, you know? Oh, you knew. Slobbering kisses.
Bobby, no!
No, it's got a protective barrier in front of it.
By some kind of spell.
It's got Uni's horn.
I know. Easy, we gotta figure it out.
Uni. I'll free the others.
I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Gee.
Clearly, they could just leave Eric frozen here. He's so fucking annoying. Very nice.
Quiet. What was that?
Let's find out.
Somebody's just fucking turned up. Prison.
It's okay. We won't hurt you.
It's a prison of fucking unicorns.
Unicorns.
Oh, poor unicorns. All hornless.
Kellic got your horns too.
And he'll get the rest too as soon as he finds that.
Trying to wipe out the entire race of well, technically animals, aren't they? All magical beings, you know?
This may be the only way we can help her.
Well, remember what Dungeon Master
flying
said?
Horse types, unicorns.
Well,
maybe. Oh, I guess.
These guys could lead us to the valley, if we can convince them to trust us.
It's got to be some, like, head honchoed unicorn, a leader, you know? So out we go. Long fucking trek. To the Valley of Unicorns. Beautiful terrain, isn't it? Oh, they're being watched. Fuck me, man. This guy's too fucking perceptive with his fucking army of fucking wolves. Wow, so what's the deal here? Multicolored fucking lake.
He's heading for the waterfall.
It's something underneath the waterfall as it opens up. This is amazing, man.
This way, a tunnel.
Tunnel underneath. And of course, now they're leading, they're showing the entrance to the enemy. Oh dear, man. I guess they're not to know, you know. Wow, this is very pink and colourful. The Woke Valley of Unicorns, multicoloured. Oh, Uni. Uni can barely walk right now. So that's the unicorn from earlier. Dark, kind of like blue. Ah, what have you done?
We're on your side.
No, it's the bad guy in the distance.
And after all we've done for him.
Can you hear the howling, Eric? Enemy incoming.
They are.
Oh no.
Fuck you now. So, we got a limited number of fucking unicorns. I mean, this is their fucking domain. Oh, this fucking guy's too fucking powerful, man. He's wielding all these various, like, artifacts. He's got, like, multiple fucking medallions, you know? I think the key is to get up close and personal. Take the medallion off this evil wizard. Well, I went fucking Dungeon Master.
Difficult to believe.
Oh, here he goes.
Dungeon
Classic
Master.
Fashion. Yeah, with Dungeon Master, you get opening narration, mid-narration, and bookended narration.
Sometimes your worst enemy.
And it's always the aftermath, isn't it, with Dungeon Master.
I'll give you something to write down. Get me out of here!
There it is.
The moon. Oh, back
on,
we go to the fortress.
Yeah, and soon he'll be even stronger than Venger.
It is Venger, presto.
If you're so
they fucking put two and two together,
hat,
you know?
Like about 8,000 Marines.
I'll do better than that. Don't you guys remember?
Oh yeah, Poundland fucking Harry Potter. Okay, it's more like a Poundland fucking Ron Weasley character, bathed in green, green fucking ropes. I gotta fucking do something, Eric. It's no time like the right time, eh, Presto? Oh yeah, oh, he's teleported himself right to the fucking location. How fucking wonderful. Right on fucking time. Oh no. Oh, here he is. Venger. Castle of Venger. I think I got it right. I think Venger is the same guy.
What trickery is this?
What manipulation is this, Venger? I love Venger's look, man. A sea of red and black. Has he got a fucking one horn coming out of his head? How fucking strange. He's very sort of like satanic looking, any old Venger. So maybe it's not. I don't know. Maybe the wizard, this evil wizard's a separate entity. I don't know. Well, that was me thinking it was fucking Venger. I'm not, I think I'm right. I don't know, man.
Where did he go anyway?
Shut up and do it.
Come on, do fucking something. Lure him out. Yeah, working as a team. That's the way to do it, man.
Easy, boy.
Shackle him off.
Supposed to get us. It's our fault Silvermane's here. Maybe
just fucking stake out, Eric.
And maybe
stake out slash escape.
It does indeed.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, Hank. We tried.
Hank.
A noble effort. Also your last.
Reveal yourself,
no,
man. Are you Venger? Venger's fucking twin brother, isn't it?
Where you guys here I've been?
Kill the beast. Oh, they've lost their power. So what's going on here? Somebody's doing something here. They've turned them to fucking teddy bears.
How did you do that?
I didn't. He did.
Venger? Oh, what's Venger do? Kellek. So they know each other, but they're not the same person.
Of course. What?
Of course.
Ah, oh, Kellek.
That is better.
Kellek, man, you've been going fucking rogue, son.
The unicorn horns.
So, in a weird way, Avenger wants the power, but he's technically kind of helping here, you know?
Kellek.
Let these two fucking bellends fight it out, you know?
Somebody's getting in trouble.
Release the spell, Kellek.
Of course.
He's gonna turn the spell back on Avenger.
Enter Tiamat.
Where's fucking Tiamatsu?
Indeed.
That's the one foe Venger fears, isn't it? Five-headed dragon. Oh, they shattered the fucking statue. Let's fucking grab these fucking horns and get out of fucking dodge, hey people? Run, run.
And they need their horns back now.
Somebody, come on, Presto. Magic me this, magic me that. Ah, oh, Presto, he's trying his best, man.
Guess it takes more magic to put him back on than to take.
It's a work in progress, baby.
Dungeon Master said you only have to replace.
Dungeon Master said a lot, but didn't do a great deal, guys.
The fate of one is shared by all.
It's not shared by fucking Dungeon Master. Sat on his fucking ass drinking tea. Abraca Wayne Rooney.
Hey, look at this.
Fucking hell, Presto, you stepping up a treat. He's the MVP of this episode, it's old fucking Presto.
Listen.
No! Oh shit. Avengers imprisoned Kellek. Kind of like a Superman imprisonment. Rotating ball. I think Avengers sent him to another realm. Carl, where's fucking Tiamatsu? Do fucking Creepazoid, isn't he?
Get on the unicorns.
Ride him. Fly. Da-da-da. Oh, well done, Union Bobby, baby. Let's fucking go. What a fucking escape this is.
Nah.
shattered citadel. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Gosh, that looks like the end of
here comes Dungeon Master. Look. Give it a second. What's going on here? Everything's fucking exploding. Yeah, Avengers vapor form. Yeah, like, here comes Dungeon Master. Diana, so this is amazing, this location. So yeah, that's Diana.
Leaving behind one unhappy little boy.
Oh, no.
Mommy, we have to go. We've got to keep looking for the way home.
I gotta say,
I can't leave without Uni.
Yeah, Mommy, poor old Uni. Uni's got to come with her.
I love Uni. She's got to come. She just got to.
Yeah, man. Come on, then again, Uni could, you know, technically with her own people, you know?
Gee, do you think Uni will really stay with Preston?
Uni's coming, you know it, man.
Cut it out. Come on, get out of here.
Oh, no, you got some friends here, Eric.
Sheila, this is all...
Sheila?
Why'd you have to play
suited me, fucking teddy dogs.
Dungeon Master said they'd grow up to...
Here he comes, look.
I'd
be kicking off if this is me right here, right now.
Oh, hello, Uni.
Yeah, I love a happy ending. Nice embrace with Bobby. Yeah, baby. Everybody's weeping.
You okay?
Are you kidding?
I love a happy ending. So Dungeon Master's looking on. Look at him. Fucking useless. Oh, that's all Dungeon Master can do is wave. Very nice, guys. So that's episode 4. Do hang tight in regards to frequency of uploads. It's not something I'm looking to complete immediately, but they will be coming every now and then. So keep a lookout on my Rumble channel. Bye-bye.